Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to finish talking about success. Success for Christians, success for you and I. How do we know if we're successful, and should we know? Do we want to know? Does God want us to know? And then we're going to jump right into what is our purpose. And hopefully through this series, what you're learning is that God wants to be in constant communication with you. He doesn't want you questioning or wondering when he has the answers for you. He does want you and me to know how we're doing. And he'll often give us tokens of accomplishment or graduation appropriate to what we have overcome. He knows we need encouragement. He knows we need to know how we're doing, if we're heading in the right track. And he does what he needs to keep us coming to him for that encouragement. Because what if he didn't? And we needed encouragement, we'd either get discouraged or we'd go somewhere else. So this is not like it's totally out of the realm of reasonability. Be aware that his encouragement, his affirmations may not be like we would expect. Very often it's much simpler. Just his presence, just an acknowledgement, just a success, just something changing. Because it all comes down to if you and I are on a daily, moment-by-moment awareness of his presence in our lives, and an acknowledgement of goals and direction that we have worked out with God, then everything else we know is leading up to success. That dependence on God for life itself. And when it comes to what the world says success is, regardless of how we think we measure up or how others think we measure up, we don't have to worry about it because we have the confidence that where it really matters, we're doing just fine. Because what we want to do is we want to be able to take the emotion and the questioning out of how am I doing? That can be such a drain. In other words, am I pleasing God? Is he happy with me? And when we can objectively ask him that and get an answer, we can, okay, I'm heading in the right direction. I'm hearing him responding. We're doing good. And then we can just relax and work on those things that he has placed in our hands for that moment. It brings things into focus for us. For many years, I was very afraid of dealing with anything demonic. But there came a point in time when I knew that if I continued in the direction the Lord was taking me, I would not be able to leave this fear undealt with. So there was a turning point. I was either going to have to go a different direction or continue with the Lord and face these things head on. So I told the Lord I was willing to be taught in this area, even though I was still emotionally afraid of what my reaction might be in that kind of a situation. And I know I'm not alone. Without going into details, a few weeks later, the Lord orchestrated a situation where a demon manifested itself into the room where I was working. When this happened, all I felt was curiosity. Then even surprise that I wasn't afraid. From that time on, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that even these things are all completely under God's authority and control. To me, this was not only an encouragement to continue to proceed in the direction I was heading, but a reward for allowing him his choice and method of teaching. Instead of trying to figure out, okay, how was I going to get over this fear, or even telling God how to get me over this fear, I acknowledged that there was a fear there and that I was willing to let him deal with it however he wanted. And what I found out, he's a gentle and loving God. There was really nothing to overcome. I was much more of an observer. And this gave me the courage to be willing to take on anything he was teaching me, because I knew he was such a gentle teacher, that it wasn't shock therapy, but education and training. We can trust him, but the only way you're going to know is to go through these things and test his love for you. Part of this is having that awareness of our relationship with him on a moment-by-moment, daily basis, but also as we schedule time on a regular basis to go over what we're working on, what our goals are, to be willing to say, okay, are we done in this area? And part of that is knowing success isn't about accomplishing something in an area. While we are here on this earth, our battlefields will consist of overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil. You'll know you've overcome in an area or achieved a goal, not because it's finished or a deadline has been met, but because you can rest in dependence in that area. So it's not about achieving something or finishing something. But when he says, okay, we're on to the next thing, because what we're learning changing us, it's freeing us, it's healing us. It's not something we're going to have to learn to rely on our memory for. But it becomes a part of us because it changes us. And what is the goal of that change? To bring our soul and our body into alignment with our spirit. Now, each of us are at a different place in our lives and have different involvements, different commitments, different goals, different assignments from God. But we also know that with God's direction, certain things have been set free in this world. Now, again, it's at his direction, so we have nothing to fear. But they are not set free without limit. And there are coming limits and even battles. And there will be opportunities for you and I to partake in what God is going to do. I would just encourage you to ask the Lord, are you ready? Spiritually, we know you are. And we know God's going to do what he's going to do. But he wants us to join him in what he's doing. We don't want to be so self-centered that all we care about is what he's doing in us. But part of that will be as he directs, as he gives the desire and the vision. And I don't mean visions of heavenly things, but to see what he's doing in your community, in your state, in your country, in your battle. To be involved, even if it's nothing more than letting him focus your attention in an area. Or speaking in tongues, or rallying people, or voting, or helping people, or sharing the love of God, whatever it may be, are you ready? When we look back historically at what God has done in the past, and even what he has done, is doing in other countries around the world, and yet the sad state of the church, Christ's body here in the United States, we're like on a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. What if God wanted to bring us to a 10 tomorrow? Would we be available with confidence, with readiness, with joy, to be able to just enjoy what he's doing? I love the story of Mary and Martha. Jesus is talking in the square to the public, and Mary and Martha are listening. And then they find out Jesus is going to come have dinner with them. Martha stays and continues to listen to him. Mary runs home, and she cleans up the house, and she gets the dinner ready, so that when Jesus comes, her part is done. And Martha has to pick it up from there, because Mary's part has been done already. So now when he's there to talk to just a very few people, to just visit with Mary and her family and her friends, she can devote her full attention because her part of the work has been done. God knows you have work to do. Do it. Get it out of the way so that when he comes, you can devote your full attention to him. The more we make that room for him, the more he comes. He wants to be wanted. So then Martha's only response was, Jesus, make her help me. But everybody knew, because when they got there, the whole habitation, the whole house was ready to receive Jesus. Everything was prepared. And this is one of the reasons we were using that term, we can prepare. Are you prepared? Are you ready? As a name on this ministry. And unfortunately, it got confused. Nope, no big deal. But that's what we're aiming for, is you don't know what God has set out for you tomorrow. And you don't need to. as long as you're willing for the Lord to prepare you, you will be ready for anything. And it doesn't take a great deal of effort to look at what's going on in the world and suspect maybe there's a lot more going on than we suspect. So it is only wisdom to be checking in with the Lord on a regular basis. Lord, am I putting my energy into what you want me to be putting my energy into? Am I working on being prepared in an area that you want me to be? Am I preparing my household? Am I preparing myself? Because while Mary was cleaning the house and preparing the meal for the arrival of Jesus, every step she took, every effort she made, was all about their coming. How many people will come? They'll need to have seats. It was all about Jesus coming. She wasn't thinking about what they were going to do the next day or something that happened the day before. She was anticipating the arrival of Jesus. So when he came, she was ready, and she could just enjoy being with him. Now, we have no idea what they talked about, but clearly he shared about his Father. That was what he was there for, to reveal his Father. Maybe not by saying, okay, this is how you know the Father, but by example, he was showing, this is how you know my Father. And as we experience our big brother more and our more room within us is made for the Holy Spirit, that desire may begin to grow to know the Father. Not by faith, not by doctrine. But remember, in your spirit, you are already one with him. But our soul, we have settled for so little, because by doing so, our soul gets to run the rest of the kingdom. We are running into some times, not for all of us, but for some of us. And regardless of where you're located and what you're doing, God has opportunity for you, because just as he has unleashed certain negative things going on, there is a time for those negative things to come to an end. And how will that happen? Not because of anything we say or do. He's going to do it. But he wants us involved. He wants us to be available and ready. Not that there's going to be a penalty if you don't, if you're not aware of what he's doing. Not that you're going to miss out on a blessing, but simply because there's events coming that he wants us to be in on with him. Now, there's always this caution that as the Lord reveals, as your vision, your eyesight, your solical eyesight improves, the more you will see into the solical, the supernatural realm. In other words, what is going on in the heavenlies? And the more you see what is going on in the heavenlies, the more you'll be tempted to share what is going on in the heavenlies. And this is the word of caution. Don't. unless he tells you to. Because the purpose is for you. The purpose of God revealing these things is for you. Not so you can warn others. Very often when we see new things in God, we want to share for many different reasons, to draw attention to ourselves, to encourage others, or to provoke them to a greater involvement with God or devotion. But think how long and how much work you've been doing to sharpen your senses. And if those truths are just given to someone without working for them, they will be trampled under. We don't value what we don't work for. So you and I, who have learned how to wait for God, how to sense his presence, respond, all the discipline that that takes, to be healed, to let go of our own desires, our own beliefs, our own pettiness, to let all those things go. Those are the things that have cleared our vision, our eyesight. To just give truths without God's permission, just on our own, to those who aren't ready. Nothing against them. God may or may not have talked to them about getting to know him. There'll come a time where he will draw them. And we don't want to hit them over the head before God speaks to their heart. So part of the discipline is continuing that restfulness, that dependence, that silence. And let him, he's sharing things with you just because he wants to share things with you. He may not even ask you to do anything about it. You may ask him, Lord, do you want me to fast about this? Do you want me to pray about this? Do you want me to go there? Do you want me to do anything? No. I just want you to observe. Now, one of the things that usually happens when God pours out of his spirit is there's a separation. Again, you and I have worked to know him and done the work and done the due diligence. And very often God pours out of his spirit on those who haven't, and they leapfrog ahead because it's a fresh anointing, a fresh visitation, revelation of God's love. Don't worry, because the revelation is not what changes us for the long haul. It's the internal change. It's the healing. It's the letting go of our own beliefs. It's the bringing our soul into submission to our spirit. It's overcoming the self-life, our flesh. It's learning how to overcome all our enemies. And that doesn't come from that fresh revelation. So that would be the necessity that, say, God came in and poured out his spirit and there were just tons of Christians all running around, brand new Christians running all around. Even with wonderful anointings and wonderful abilities to heal whole hospitals, to part the Red Sea, to fly into space. But they still have the same soul. They still have the same beliefs. They still need to know how to bring those all into subjection to God. So there's a dynamic there in any of those situations, that you and I value what we've learned. God pours out on everyone. For those of us who are ready, we get to enjoy it rather than just have it hit us up alongside the head. So take time, ask the Lord, is there anything I've passed over or anything new that you want to draw my attention to in regard to overcoming my enemies, the world, the flesh, or the devil, or hearing you, or any pattern that I need to change? Because one thing we all want to remember is God is not relying on your passion, your emotional devotion, your dedication to be one with him. He's relying on your spirit being one with him already. So he speaks, what do you desire? Contentment will signal an area where you're in the right, you're on the right track. If there's an area in your life where you're feeling unsettled, that's where you want to talk to him about. There's that simplicity of knowing him. That's very often how he gets our attention. And we've talked so many times about how the three areas where he mainly gets our attention: in our health, in our finances, and in our relationships. But he can do it without doing any of those internally. And this always comes back to developing the daily habits, being objective. And it may be as simple as asking the Lord, Lord, I'm spending this amount of time with you daily. Do I need to increase that? Or decrease it? Stop doing it altogether and do something else. Lord, is there any other changes I need to make as far as, do I need to get up in the middle of the night? Do I need to start speaking in tongues in a dedicated way? Do I need to start exercising gifts in a dedicated way? Do I need to focus on healing for myself or others? Let him draw you into the direction he wants to take you. And he may say, no, you're dead right on. And then tomorrow you can have that confidence that you're dead right on. Still being able to go, okay, tomorrow he may come back and say, okay, yesterday you were dead right on. Today I do have a new topic for you, a new project for you, a new direction, or a new change. Instead of you waiting 20 minutes, I want you to wait 21. Doesn't need to be a big thing. We think back at some of the things that happened in the Old Testament. One of my favorites is just the whole idea of the ark and the temple being built by Israelites that never heard it from God, but God revealed the specifications for the Ark of the Covenant and the temple and the different commandments, the laws, the precepts that they were to follow in order to please him, and how detailed they are. And yet, they did not have a living spirit. They did not have God dwelling in them, and they heard those specific things. You and I can and spiritually are hearing in such great detail. We need to raise our expectations if that's what God wants for you to do. So hopefully you'll be encouraged And hopefully you'll take some time to spend some time with God just to confirm those areas. See if there's any area he wants to draw you into greater depth or a new direction. Thanks for tuning in. We'll get back together next week, and I just trust that those who need to hear this will hear it. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.